On Robin Hood Radio today, we're here with the co-advisor, John Lizzie, of the HVRHS International Travel Club, and he has brought along a couple of students with him, and of course, we're going to be talking about international travel. Welcome, folks.
Thank you for having us.
And who do we have with us?
I'm Stephen Barber.
And I'm Madison Galana.
Can we start with a little history of the organization?
The International Travel Club has been around, at least in its current form, since 2018. And it had existed maybe 20 years before then, but kind of got disbanded because of just rising costs of travel. So when we brought it back, and I've always been interested in international travel and trying to provide those opportunities for students, how to have students be able to afford these trips was of paramount importance. And so in 2018, I was able to connect with a really committed group of parents and other teachers as well. And out of that sprang what is Northwest Corner Students Without Borders, which is the fundraising arm that we have of the Travel Club. And we've been able to put on some really big fundraisers to make travel affordable for students. And since 2019, which was our first trip that we executed to Europe, we hit four different countries there. We've also done Costa Rica, the Galapagos, Spain and Portugal, Japan, and Ireland, Scotland. I'm probably missing Greece also, I think. And so we try to do two trips a year now, and our organization, if you will, has really grown. And last year we had 70 students in 2023 travel, which is about 20% of the student body. So that's where we're at right now, and we're really excited to be as successful as we are.
So has there been any traveling this year yet, or is that in the future?
Yes, so we had a trip in April to Spain and Portugal. We had about 23, 24 students on that one. That was a 12-day trip.
And our two students we have this morning, or were they on that trip?
They were not. However, they are both going to Iceland this summer with me, and I know they're very excited about it.
Iceland?
Yes.
Where all the...
Stephen and Adam want to talk about that trip a little bit and what you're looking forward to?
A lot of volcanic activity there, too.
Yes.
So what is the trip going to be for you guys?
I'm looking forward to being able to experience the great, just the outdoors, what they have to offer in their landscape, because it's very unique and beautiful.
I've also been looking forward to the interesting cuisine there. That's a real specialty in Iceland and is really exciting to think about going forward.
And will you guys be involved with the fundraising for this trip now?
Yes.
Yes.
And what kind of fundraisers are we looking at?
Yeah, so we have, this would be our sixth annual wine dinner at the White Hart over in Salisbury. And they've always been tremendously generous for us. So this is a dinner that has four courses paired with wine. And it's $100 a ticket. And we have a live and silent auction there as well. And probably the biggest part of the fundraiser is we solicit businesses and individuals in the region and outside to sponsor the dinner. And, you know, work has already begun, even though it's not until September 13th, the actual night of the dinner. And it's been by far our biggest fundraiser each year. So that's the one that we're starting to prepare for and has really made it possible for students to travel each year.
Two trips this year. One is already in the books, yes?
Yes, Spain, Portugal, and the other Iceland upcoming in July.
That's just around the corner, actually.
It is, yeah. We just had our last pre-departure meeting, and so everyone's ready to go, you know, starting to pack, certainly. If it's okay, I'd just like to say a little bit more about the sponsors and the fundraising.
Absolutely, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, people might be wondering, you know, if they can attend the dinner, and we absolutely would love people to. We're going to start ticket sales probably towards the end of July or early August. And we do have a website, winedinnerandauction.com, all one word. And people can learn more about the travel club there and then also the dinner itself. And as we start to collect auction items, we'll be posting there as well what people can expect in terms of auction items at the dinner and also some of our sponsors once we start allocating those. I also wanted to put in a quick word just for the 21st Century Fund, which has also been a huge help to our organization. They've always taken care of our transportation to the airports, which is another one of those unforeseen expenses that is definitely needed for our travel. We always fly out of New York or Boston, and so it takes a bit to get there, and we need to be mindful of that. So a big thanks to them.
Anything else the students would like to add on this? Have either of you guys actually traveled before? I may have asked that already.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I went on the Ireland and Scotland trip last July.
And how was that trip?
It was wonderful. It was definitely affordable to get there, and it's a great way to travel when you're young because you don't have a lot of the means to get where you want to go, and just to get out there and experience different cultures with their foods and their lands, like what they have to offer everywhere. It's great all around.
How was the food there?
It was mostly chicken potatoes the whole time, but it was good. So, it was quality.
And our other friend, where have you been?
I have not yet been anywhere, but am super excited for Iceland coming up. We have an agenda that looks really exciting. We get to see different things. We get to go different places and learn. And we really get to experience a lot of the culture, it looks like. So I'm really excited.
Take your winter coat, too.
Yes, the weather in Iceland is very unpredictable. But I would just say, too, that, and I think I speak for the students, that, you know, what draws me to the travel club and why we love what we do, that the teachers that are involved, is it really provides authentic learning opportunities that you just can't get in the classroom. And yeah, so when Stephen's speaking about the opportunity to learn culture, like you feel it, you meet the people, and you know, you can have the most dynamic lesson plan in the classroom about Iceland, but it's not going to be the same as being there. And so students really do come away, and Maddie, maybe you can speak with this on the Ireland Scotland trip, saying that these are life-changing experiences.
It definitely is, because you go there and then they throw you into their like everyday life, and everything you do is fun because it's new, but it's also a learning aspect, like everything is.
Do you go and stay in sponsored homes or hotels? How does that play out?
We stay in hotels.
We are in hotels, but in most of the trips, there are lots of opportunities to meet members of the local community, sometimes students as well at schools. It kind of depends on the tour and the itinerary. But yeah, we should definitely note that, you know, these trips are not just like sightseeing tours where you're doing all of the, you know, general tourist hotspots. They're definitely designed to have the travelers, have the students have an understanding, immerse themselves in what it's really like to live in that country.
How long do you...
And this is... I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
How long do you usually stay on these?
So I would say at minimum, it's usually a week, but they can go up to 12 days. The Spain-Portugal trip was 12 days. This one to Iceland's about 8 days.
Do you work with schools there as well?
I don't think we might have a school visit in Iceland planned. Sometimes that's up to the tour director. So we work with EF Tours, which is the largest student travel company in the world, and they're fantastic. Sometimes we are paired with other schools that are also traveling from around the United States. So that provides an opportunity to meet you know, students outside the Northwest corner. It really does depend on the itinerary.
Okay, anything else anyone would like to add?
What do you think, guys?
Go ahead.
You're excited.
Yeah. We are very excited.
Speechless.
Yeah, I would just add, just at the end, if anyone listening has a question or wants to learn more about us, again, winedinnerandauction.com. That's where we will eventually have a link to purchase tickets to the dinner. You can see our auction items and our sponsors. And then if anyone has questions of us as an organization, Northwest Corner Students Without Borders or the Travel Club, we do have an email, which is nwcstudentswithoutborders@gmail.com. And that's all one word. And then I just want to say one of our most helpful parents is Leah Wolgemuth, and she's also available to contact as well. And her number is 860-248-0269.
I thank you all, and we will wish you good travels.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.